Bernie, I was reading your Buffalo Post, right?
Two, yeah. Jones.
Yeah, we got four. Yeah. All right, it's 6:30, and I'll call this. Is it turned on?
Megan, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
Okay, 6:30, and I'll call this meeting of the Executive Committee to order. Present, myself, Fred Eckerness, as chairman, Supervisor Noble, Supervisor Munig, and Supervisor Elberman. Citizens' comments. No citizens' comments. Announcements of the chair. I have none. Communications. I have none. Approval of the March 13th, 2012 minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Supervisor Brunig.
Seconded.
Seconded by Supervisor Elberman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Opposed. Minutes are approved. Report on the status of Corporation Council's 2012 budget.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I went over this with Linda a little earlier today. There's no really remarkable news on it. It's pretty much a regular progression of spending, except for those things that had it once a year, maybe once a year contract we paid. But otherwise, it's pretty much on course.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Being none. A resolution on the appointment of Bernard Bash to Corporation Council. Who is this guy, anyways?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that, and I'd like to speak on it.
I'll second.
Okay, it's moved by Supervisor Elberman, and seconded by Supervisor Noble. Supervisor Elberman.
It's not going to be lengthy, but I don't think the county could be in a better position than we are with the retirement of a longtime Corporation Council. We've had the pleasure of working with to have Mr. Bash here and ready to take that position. We certainly are not taking a step back in any direction here with Mr. Bash. And the biggest thing I wanted to say this evening is I realized that he's actually taking a commitment to Kenosha County that shows his loyalty, because if I remember correctly through a conversation, Mr. Bash was actually going to retire himself, and has taken this commitment to help the county and to move us through a period here with no lapses and having our very secure, effective representation. So I wholeheartedly move this approval.
Okay. Anyone else? Supervisor Noble.
Yes, I've known Bernie Bosch for 22 years now, and he has always been professional, always been forthright with his answers, and he's got big shoes to fill, but he's definitely capable of filling them. I think he's prepared himself for this for many years and look forward to basically serving as a leading council for however many years he wants to. So I'm totally in support of
him. Ian's going to stay longer than 5 years, right? Longer than 5 years?
And he's three out of the last five, right?
Well, I haven't made a certain number of years commitment, but I like to see this time here, see it through, so that we have a good core for you to rely on, or the county has a good core, you know, to step up and take over when it's that time.
Well, you've got a disadvantage or advantage, however you want to look at it, because you've got to develop a staff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're looking forward to doing that.
Okay.
Great.
I think there couldn't be a better choice. So, on the question, all those in favor say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Opposed. Okay. Number 8, ordinance to amend Chapter 19 of the Municipal Code, Ethics Code for Kenosha County Board Supervisors.
As Chairman Molinaro mentioned at the last county board meeting, this is something of a cleanup on the Ethics Code to make it maybe explicit what was implicit, laying out some of the situations where it'll be not just the supervisor, but if you're in partnership with somebody else, you know, it's your co-partners, and that was always the intent. But for somebody who wants to read the ordinance and follow the ordinance, this additional language, I think, will help that supervisor follow the rules.
Okay. Any questions, committee? Supervisor Noble.
I don't really have a question. I understand the concept here, but I guess what I was looking over the ordinance and the ethics form that we filled out, and I made a copy of mine. I just shared it with Mr. Vosh, but basically, I guess I don't understand in the ordinance where it says somewhere here, provide services or products for anything of value as defined herein at some time in the future. It as defined herein, and what's anything of value? And I got one box checked on mine, and I went to the trouble and went back 7 years, because that's how far our history goes at work, and I found that the county bought a total of $115 from my company that I worked for in the course of 7 years. Nothing. The last thing was $11.52 in 2008. But anything of value, what's anything of value? I mean, to me, this is very minimal, but what's the cutoff? When do we have to start worrying that we actually have reached that value point?
In our ordinance, I don't think there's a specific dollar amount to give you that kind of guidance. So we have to use sort of the rule of common sense. And if the situation was somebody was going to give you $115 to you personally, not your employer, but you personally for a lunch or something right before a vote that would help that individual, then that's a little bit different than your employer gets $115 over 7 years, as in your case. I mean, most people in our society would say that's pretty de minimis these days. And I'll answer the question for your specific situation or any hypothetical that might come up. And those supervisors sometimes that have situations, they do call, and we give them our best judgment call on it. And our judgment call will also provide not only guidance but also defense to county board supervisors who may make a decision based on our advice.
You can
ask all kinds of hypotheticals, and every hypothetical might get a different answer.
I guess the thing that I don't like about our ethic ordinance is it doesn't give a defined amount that you know when you've reached that threshold, or you don't have anything to worry about. I don't personally feel I have anything to worry about, but hold on. Wouldn't even have brought it up if it wasn't, happened to be on the agenda tonight. I know that you were going to be here to talk about it.
So. Yeah, in your situation or similar situations, there's really no concern.
I know that, but the underlying thing is with this ordinance being so loose and so wide open, you don't know when you should be concerned.
Supervisor Alverman.
I think in each instance, if you did check, say with the corporation counsel, you could be told a different amount. I think it might be hard to put a dollar amount on it. I know there's the $15,000 amount for companies doing business, which I think that would be very difficult to do business with the county, like say in my position, and try to figure out, when is enough. But I remember when I was county board chairman, when Gateway had their golf outing. And a law firm from Milwaukee invited me to come, and it just happened to be Reince Priebus, who is now the Republican national chairman. And after that was over, I called, and Bernie gave me the answer. I said, I feel kind of uncomfortable about this, because it was 125 or something like that for the gateway thing. He said, well, we need to figure out what the actual cost of the golf was. He said, you write them a check. And I did. It was Frederick and Best or whatever law firm he was with.
Frederick Best or Friedrich.
For $75. That's what the actual golf was. He said, they can pay for the rest of your drinks and stuff. But he said, you, for the actual value, and that's what I did. You know, so I think there'd be a different value on that thing that you ever did. But it would be very difficult, I think, to do business for the county. You know, I wouldn't even consider it because I think it would get way too complicated.
But you being an individual employer, you can control doing the business. I wouldn't even know if we did business with the county. I don't have really anything to do with it.
Yeah, I think you should be commended for writing that down since, you know,
yeah. Well,
it's not you doing it.
Anything further?
Me.
Yes, Supervisor Bernie.
As nice as it is to have these ordinances, you know, it still falls back on the supervisor to take that extra step to contact the Corporation Council. It's our responsibility to ask the question of you because you're there to keep us out of trouble. So hopefully. So this is basically just a guideline for us, but it's still our responsibility to ask the question. I think that's what they need to remember.
It is a guideline, and it is a promise by enacting it that the board has made to the public, you know, to act at a higher level. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very good thing for public officials to enact and to follow.
Yes.
Yeah, you signed it. But you got to sign that.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Yes, sir, I'll move.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Elverman, seconded by Supervisor Brunig. On the question, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Are there any other issues or business to be brought before this committee this evening? Nope. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Brunig, seconded by Supervisor Noble at 6:46 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.
Where is Supervisor Molinaro vacationing? I'd like to give him a call.